be a lovely day.
Oh, good, dear.
Rupert, please don't choke me.
Royal?
I got you, Dad.
Rupert, no, don't do that.
Royal, you know you're not supposed to say no to the boys. It stunts their creative growth.
But...
Royal!
Okay, you can choke me. You know, dear, I've been thinking... Wouldn't it be nice if we could take a little vacation?
Oh, I'd love to get away from all this noise and chaos.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We could get away from the boys for a few days.
Get away from the boys? Why would we want to leave our boys?
To get away from the noise and chaos?
Of the city, Royal. It's the city we need a vacation from, not our boys. Rupert! Are you having fun, sweetheart?
Yeah, Mom!
On the other hand, Royal, maybe it would do us good to get away from them for a few days.
You mean it?
Remember that 3-day river trip we've always talked about? Oh, it could be like a second honeymoon.
Can Hermes look after the boys for a few days?
Oh, no. She swore she'd never come back.
What about Mrs. Nelson?
Oh, she's still in the rest home. I guess it's hopeless. We'll just have to take the boys with us.
No. We'll find somebody. Now, who would be dumb enough to stay with Myron and Rupert?
I don't believe it.
Good news?
Great news. My brother Royal and his wife are coming for a visit, and they're bringing their boys.
Oh, that's nice.
Two of the cutest kids you've ever seen. Can't wait till Laura gets the news.
That'll make her happy.
Laura! Guess what?
What?
Royal and Millie are coming for a visit.
When will they be here?
Tomorrow or the next day. They're on the road now.
Tomorrow?
And they're bringing their boys. Where are you going?
To clean up. This place is going to need a lot of work before it's ready for company. You start with the floor.
Okay. You know, you're going to just love Myra and Rupert.
Sure I will.
You know, that's the one thing this house could use. The sound of childish laughter and the patter of little feet.
Manly, we've been over this 100 times.
Maybe now's the time for 100 more. See why you're so stubborn on the subject.
I've already told you why. Now, I want to teach for at least 2 more years until we have a working farm.
We don't have to have a farm to have children.
I'd have to give up teaching to stay home and take care
of
them.
No, you wouldn't. Now, I'd help out.
Manly.
I would. Now, we can share the responsibilities equally.
It's not that easy.
Just wait till Royal and Millie get here. You'll see how easy it is to have a family.
Oh.
You'll just see.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh. I still don't see how you're going to convince Almanzo and Laura to keep the boys.
I told you, I have a plan. Boys, come eat your lunch.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't yell at them, dear.
All right, now, come here. Myron, Rupert, come here right now. Come here. Myron? Rupert? Oh, 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 oh.
Trick.
I've got a deal to make with you.
What kind of a deal?
It's a contest, really. How long do you think you two can go without yelling or chasing each other?
How long? Depends.
If you can be quiet and polite the whole time you're at Almanzo and Laura's, I'll give you each a shiny new nickel. Indian head.
Indian head? A nickel to stay quiet for the whole trip.
That's right.
Make it a silver dollar and you've got a deal.
A silver dollar? All right, silver dollar. But you'll have to share it.
Okay, you've got a deal.
It's a deal. This means you too, Rupert.
I know.
Okay, now let's go get some lunch.
Race ya!
I'm tired of racing.
Boys, let's change those dirty shirts before we eat lunch.
Okay.
Oh! Myron.
We were just bringing them to Aunt Laura's a present.
How many more presents do you have? Okay, take everything out of your pockets. Now. These presents could cost you your silver dollar.
We'll be good, Pa, honest. Well, see, isn't he cute?
Yeah, real cute.
Beth? Hey, darling, they're coming.
Boy, this is my wife, Laura. And this must be Myron and Rupert, boys.
Almanzo, how are you? It's
nice to see you. This is your Aunt Laura.
Hi.
What you got here, Monzo?
Well, Laura and I are getting mighty proud.
So Millie and I thought, what better way to take a second honeymoon than a riverboat trip?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Of course, it'd be even better, thank you, Laura, if the two of us could go alone. Of course, we didn't want to leave the boys home with just any old sitter.
No, of course not.
Thank you, Laura.
I have a great idea. Why do you leave the boys here with us?
Gosh, that'd be awfully nice of you, but we couldn't impose.
No imposition. Is it, Laura?
No imposition at all.
We're going to have a wonderful time together, aren't we, fellas? Eat up those cookies. Your Aunt Laura makes great cookies.
Okay. Well, they're finally ready, Almanzo.
I hope you'll be understanding of this. We don't believe in yelling or spanking.
I'm sure they'll have no reason to yell, Millie.
Well, you're all set.
Thank
you. You sure you don't need your rig?
No, now you just go and have a good time and don't worry about a thing.
Oh, we will.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If I'm dreaming, don't wake me up.
Best get going. I don't want to be late.
Oh, now I'll take care of the dishes. And the boys can walk with you to school.
School?
Yeah, it's right. It's important for children to go to school.
We'd love to go to school. But we can't.
You can't?
No, sir. Our school at home's on vacation. And if we learn stuff here, we'd get real confused.
They are on vacation.
Well, all right. Vacation it is.
Have a nice time.
We will.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Aunt Laura.
Bye, Aunt Laura.
All right, men.
What are we going to do first?
We can kill some birds.
Kill some birds? Rupert, birds are beautiful creatures. We love to watch them fly and hear them sing. Why do you want to kill them?
So we can open them up and see their guts.
Myron, will you stop that? Rupert, are you all right?
My bedroll!
Well, as long as you're not hurt. Myron, will you please stop jumping?
You didn't tell me to stop forever.
Myron, will you stop jumping forever, please? Myron, why don't you run down to the barn and get your Uncle Monzo a hammer and a handful of nails? Okay? Will you run to the barn, Myron? Hurry, Myron! Giving your Uncle Monzo a hand, please. Here's your brother.
Uncle Monzo! Help! Help! Help!
What is it? Are you hurt?
That's
cold. What happened?
I can't find the hammer.
You can't find the hammer?
Myron, Rupert, did you ever hear the story about the boy who cried wolf?
Yes.
Well, do you understand it's very important that you don't call for help unless you really need it? Otherwise, people will stop believing you and won't come when you call. Now, do you understand that?
Yeah, but I can't find the hammer.
You can't find the hammer.
Here it is. A couple of nails and that bed's going to be as good as new. I'm taking a little break.
Where are the boys?
Well, they're going to put on a little play for us. And they're upstairs putting on their costumes.
A play?
Yeah, they're real creative. I guess that's the word.
Uncle Alonzo, you ready?
Ready when you are.
Okay. Indians on my bed!
Miss, where did you get the feathers for these costumes?
Feathers?
Yes, the feathers.
Off a couple of your chickens?
Oh.
Our chickens.
I want you to take off your costumes and get ready for bed.
But what about our supper?
I'm afraid you're going to have to go to bed without any supper tonight. You've got to be punished for pulling the feathers off those chickens.
But you didn't tell us we couldn't pull the feathers off the chickens. Are the boys going to eat?
Nope. You don't think I'm being too harsh on them, do you?
One evening without supper isn't going to hurt them.
Uncle Monzo! Something's wrong with Myron.
Myron, wake up, son. Wake up now.
He's never supposed to go without a meal. Never.
What are you talking about?
Our doctor warned us.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know what you call it, but it's serious.
Rupert, I want you to stay right here with him. I'm going to be right back, okay?
Can we play
more?
Yes, he's not supposed to go without food. Doctor's orders.
So sure that Myron really fainted. I think the boys are just doing this to see how fast they can get you to come running.
No. No, I told them the story of the boy who cried wolf. They're not doing that.
This is God's country, isn't it, Millie? Fresh air, no city noises. It's heaven. Isn't it heaven?
I suppose.
Darling, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, something's wrong. Now, come on, what is it?
I miss the boys. I wish they were here.
I wish they were here too, dear.
Do you?
No, I don't. I'm not going to lie about... I'm glad they're not here.
Royal, how can you say that? Your own boys.
Millie, please. I love the boys, but I need this vacation. Without them, just you and I. Remember, this was supposed to be our second honeymoon.
I know. I'm sorry. I won't mention the boys again. A second honeymoon. Do you remember our honeymoon?
How could I forget it? The days on the river, the nights by the fire.
That's when I became pregnant with Myron.
No trip is perfect.
Morning, Cynthia.
Morning.
I'm making breakfast this morning. You better forget to get dressed.
I just know I'm going to get through to those boys today. They were just nervous yesterday, being in a new place and all.
I suppose.
But today, everything's going to be different. Different.
Something wrong?
Somebody filled my slipper. With honey.
I bet it was a wolf in little boy's clothing.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Well, it looks like another really fine day. And I think you boys are going to have a really good time today.
What are we going to do?
Well, both your Aunt Laura and I have to be in town most of the day. And I want to leave you here. All by yourselves.
Almanzo.
But you're going to have to accomplish something with your day.
You mean chores?
No. Now, it can be anything you like. Just so long as it's constructive.
Well, I suppose we could build a treehouse. That would be educational.
I think that's a great idea.
I don't know what we can do with this quality of lumber you're giving us.
This lumber will be just fine for your treehouse.
Can't promise miracles.
Just build the treehouse, Myron.
How are you doing?
Great. Boys are all set. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, now. We'll see you this afternoon. I want that treehouse built.
Okay, okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
A treehouse.
Well, it was your idea.
Well, let's get to work.
Thanks a lot for the hand, Charles.
No problem. Those little nephews of yours getting underfoot?
Oh, no. I had a rough time with them yesterday, but then I just realized it was excess energy.
Oh, is that what it is, huh?
Yeah, but I figured out a way to harness it.
Well, if you figured that out, Almanzo, you're a genius.
Well... you just have to be a little smarter than they are, that's all.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right.
Uncle Monzo! Uncle Monzo! Boys!
My vegetables.
We've finished the house completely!
Well, I knew you could do it if you put your minds to it.
But we don't want you to see it yet.
Why not?
Because we'd like to paint it.
Paint it?
Oh, yeah, it just doesn't look quite finished without a coat of paint.
We'll paint it tomorrow.
Well, that sounds fine.
My vegetables.
Sorry, Aunt Laura.
Yes, my love?
I've just had a horrible thought.
What?
Well, I suddenly thought that Almanzo might yell at the boys.
Well, what's so horrible about that?
Royal.
No, I mean it. I mean, this whole business of never saying no is your idea.
I've read it in a book.
It was probably written by someone who never had a child.
Well, that's nonsense. Well, certainly our boys are rambunctious, but they're boys. And you must admit they are creative. Why, they paint, they sing, they...
Millie, painting all the windows in the living room black is not my idea of art. And if I'd sung the kind of songs they do when I was a boy, I would have had my mouth washed out with soap.
If you felt this way about it, why didn't you ever say anything?
Because it's hard to talk with your son choking you. I mean, if God had never wanted us to say no to our children, he would have never invented the word.
You're raising your voice, Royal.
I'm sorry, my love. Look, we've only got a few days left. Let's not waste them arguing, all right?
All right.
Let's cuddle.
Do you really think the boys are all right?
Millie, believe me, if you want to worry about someone, worry about Manzo and Laura.
Yeah. I sure had fun today. I'd really like to get a look at that treehouse.
You promised you'd wait.
Oh, I know. I will. I told you today was going to be different.
I am so glad that you finally got through to them. Do you want some coffee?
Yeah, as soon as I get back. I want to make a quick trip first.
Trying. I am. But now Uncle Manzo has his limits, too. You keep testing me, and we're all going to wind up unhappy. Can you see that?
All right, then. You both better behave in church today. You hear me?
Oh, we wouldn't do anything wrong in church, Uncle Manzo. Of course not.
Promise?
Promise.
It's a good boy.
Bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
We'd like to wish a happy 80th birthday to Emma Hogg. And today we have a couple of young visitors. Laura and Almanzo Wilder have their nephew staying with them, Myron and Rupert. Hope you boys are having a good time.
It's hard to believe this is our last day. Just flew by.
It certainly did. It's been wonderful.
Let's do it again next year. Maybe for a whole week. What do you say?
Well, I wish we could.
We can.
Not really.
Why?
Well, it's just that...
Just that what?
Oh, I know I should have told you before. But I wanted to pick just the right moment. I'm going to have a baby. Royal. Royal! Oh! Oh!
I don't see why we have to go on a picnic. It's my vacation, and I don't like picnics.
You like to go swimming, don't you?
No, I hate going swimming. In fact, I don't even like to take baths.
Marlon's afraid of the water.
You don't have to go swimming if you don't want to.
Well, here we are, everybody.
Here we are where?
Why don't you boys go exploring until lunchtime?
Okay.
Don't wander off too far now.
We won't.
I suppose they'll be all right.
Of course.
Here, let me help you with this.
Oh, please. It's windy.
There we go.
Sure is peaceful up here.
Mm. Uncle Monzo! Uncle Monzo! Help, Uncle! It's Myron! He fell in the lake!
Rupert!
We were just looking at the lake and he fell in!
Rupert, remember what I told you about crying wolf now.
Uncle Monzo, he's gonna drown!
Manly, this is no joke.
Oh, Rupert! Rupert, where is he, Rupert?
Right there!
Where?
See his shoe?
It's Myron's shoe.
Sleep tight, boys.
How's Myron?
Oh, he's fine.
He didn't faint?
Of course he did. He had a speedy recovery. You know what those boys need? A little good old-fashioned discipline.
You know, darling, it really did my heart good today when you dumped that bucket of water on those two.
Aunt Laura, can we build a fire out back?
No, fire's too dangerous. Now, it's not something to play with.
But we're bored.
Then find something to occupy yourself with. You may not build a fire outside.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Uncle Alonzo.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Go back in the barn. Come on, girl.
First place. You think now that you remember that?
Oh.
Look at us.
I've put the boys to work cleaning the barn. I was so excited about having the boys come to stay with us. After this, I realized you might never want children.
Sure I do. I think we should have a dozen of them. Send them all to stay with Royal and Millie for the summer.
Hey! Look at this! It's just a rat trap.
Yeah, but I got an idea.
Looks awful quiet. You don't suppose...
Oh, what could go wrong?
Roy, Millie, welcome back. How's the trip?
Very nice.
Mom, how you doing?
The boys...
Oh, we got along just fine, didn't we, boys?
Yes, Aunt Laura.
Such industriousness. What are you working on?
An essay on what we did during our vacation. It was Aunt Laura's idea.
Oh.
I'm so very proud of you both. I've never seen you so polite.
And because you've both been very good, I've decided to give you each a silver dollar. You don't have to share.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
I hope this has been a good lesson for you.
It has.
Early. Be about 15 minutes before we leave.
Well, why don't we all go inside and have a piece of pie?
Well, as long as we're still on vacation.
Thank you, driver.
Sure.
Oh, Paul, can my friend and I go see the horses?
Sure. Just stay out of touch.
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, I hate to admit it, but I have never seen the boys so well behaved.
Well, Laura has a way with them, all right.
Yes, and we certainly hate to see them go.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, come on, boys, we're ready to go.
Oh. Boys, what do you say to Almanzo and Laura?
Thanks for a fun, wonderful time.
Thank you. Thanks again, baby. Roy,
pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Roy.
Bye.
You boys remember to write to us when you get home.
We will.
Yeah, we'll write.
Bye.
Have a safe trip.
Bye.
Hold on there. Whoa. Hold on there. Run away. Whoa. Hot trouble. That pirate. Stop him. Stop him. Oh, God. That was some ride. That pirate, stop him!
I know it's hard to believe, but 20 years later, Rupert had grown up to be a doctor, and Myron became a minister. And some folks don't believe in miracles.